Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news on the transfer front. A Man City reporter entered the race to sign 21-year-old Argentine Julian Alvarez from River Plate. According to El Nacional, Man City have become the latest club to be linked with an Argentina attacker, who is also a transfer target for Real and Atletico Madrid. His current deal at Estadio Monumental expires in a little over 12 months, which means it could be available for a bargain cut-price deal. 21-year-old has come on leaps and bounds in recent seasons. Got 19 goals and 13 assists in 40 appearances across all comps. Elsewhere in the transfer front, and Frankie de Jong has been linked with a move to Man City, but he's got no intention of joining City, according to recent reports. El Nacional suggests that the Dutchman is not keen on the Etihad Stadium move, although Barcelona are open to selling him, cutting their losses and hoping to, of course, fund other areas of the team. But it could be a move that they struggle to work for function City, with de Jong's interest firmly elsewhere. However, the rumour suggests that Raheem Sterling could be on his way to Barcelona. Recent reports suggested he's demanded a loan move in January. He struggled for game time and has apparently had enough of the current situation. 26-year-old is no longer a key player and wants to become a main part of the new era at Barcelona. In terms of the team news for the game against Everton on Sunday, Kevin De Bruyne is out. He's self-isolating after testing positive for coronavirus. Jack Grealish is expected to miss out because of a minor injury. Phil Foden will have a leg problem assessed. That's all then for the latest Manchester City headlines. We'll have more news later.